twins. Some girls still do it at about that age, end of grade school, together warding off the thought of boys, wearing identical shirts and pants, maybe different colored stripes or trim, haircuts not quite the same. Jan and I exchanged rings with our rhyming nicknames engraved inside, no thought of anything odd in it, or of how desperate we each were to be complete, sealed off from desolate moms. Jan's left by a second husband for someone else again, marooned, too shook up to remember milk or bread half the time, or when the school day ended. My mom, a real twin, whose twin shipped out to Asia with the Navy, had let her fall to a riptide marriage along with me, little deadweight, little buoy. Late afternoons, Jan and I drifted past the government housing, the cemetery, beyond the ragged edges of town, imagining ourselves like the great heroines we knew nothing about, as orphans of indecipherable lineage, looking out one way toward the river, the other across a prairie ocean for our secret origins. Stormy days drying off from the walk home before Jan's mom came in after work, we'd open the old Britannica at random and laugh, or page through Life magazine as if analyzing data we'd collected on remote shores, music twisting out of an LSD researcher's stereo like toothpaste, a pair of overalls issued by the Russian state with two matching hair bows for the tilted heads of Masha and Dasha, Siamese twins attached at the back, each looking out from a life that wasn't really her life.